Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
Why did Isaac Asimov, biochemistry professor from Boston University and science fiction writer, say, "Self-education is, I firmly believe, the only kind of education there is"? Or why do I say, "Compulsory education is an oxymoron"? Simply because you can't compel someone to be educated. Every schoolroom teacher knows that he or she can only light fires under those who want to be ignited. Those of us that are always trying to learn are grateful for teachers and academic institutions, but we know we can learn with or without them. We learn because we want to. As Christians, we know we are designed to seek God and revel in His creation. We are to pray for eyes that really see and ears that really hear. If you love God, you can't help but study creation every day. If you love your neighbor, you can't help but ask them questions every day. Christians should be curious about almost everything. I believe compulsory education often numbs our curiosity. There are attitudes that facilitate lifelong learning and are intentionally practiced by those who love to search for God in all things. Here are a few hallmarks of a lifelong learner. 1. Lifelong learners value the experience of study more than a degree. Lifelong learners look for mentors rather than credits. Lifelong learners look for academic rigor rather than just jumping through hoops. Lifelong learners use the world as their classroom rather than an institution. Lifelong learners know they are responsible for learning rather than their teachers or the material. Lifelong learners are excited by change rather than being frightened by new ideas. Parents, practice these attitudes. Little eyes are watching.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more about Classical Christian Community, visit classicalconversations.com.